Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, your dreams have come true.
Dreams? I even had some audio. There we go. Yes.
They have?
It has.
Which dreams are those?
Sweet dreams are made of these.
If you're eurythmatic, if you're not, we like to see anyways. Hello, everybody. John Sarver here in Studio B at CKWI Radio 76. The Detroit Sports Authorities are on the air.
Yay!
Yay!
Which was supposed to be.
Ooh la la.
But there we go.
Sound like Miguel at work.
Oh my God.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
I'm somebody number five or six, maybe? Yeah,
who knows? Holy shit. Anyways, welcome. We welcome you and with open arms here as we do every Tuesday live at this time. Because...
Ow.
Ouch.
Ooh.
That hurt.
That's okay. That's what she said.
Anyways, we are here for YOU, talking about sports, free and clear of any kind of person trying to jab us with cash so we can tell you exactly how it is.
That's right. With the highest standards.
That's right. We do here at the Callmark Studios, and we do have the DMCA, not the FCC. So sometimes the language can get a little bit salty, and if it does, have
tough.
A beer. Yeah. Also, all the expressions of opinions are our own and nobody else's, so don't sue us. This is what Mark says.
Yeah,
I was going to say, there you go.
There
cue
you
Mark.
Go.
Whoa. There you go. That's
about the only thing you'll get from us is
that's
that.
That's an evil laugh. Yeah, that's right. Him. Is that everybody?
Is that everything?
Is that everything?
Yeah,
I think so. Now we can go start right into it. See what happens is our good. Oh, no, it's not everything. I'm here, but so is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John. Hello to everyone out there in wonderful Red Wing Land.
There you go. Wait a minute. Wait too early.
There Stanley Cup go. Is on the way, baby.
There you go. And we'll tell you the reason why it's not in just a few minutes. But we'll tell you why it hasn't been since 1967 is our sport director, Mark Milichak. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And yes, it's been since 67, and it won't be this year either.
Yep.
And we'll get into that later, too.
There was some actual doom and gloom on that Tuesday when we had a pitter-patter upstairs.
You suck!
And that's what they said in Toronto. Here's an idea. Get rid of your coach. Can we make it any easier? Babcack has to cack away.
And you can have our former general manager, too.
Yeah, there you go. You can give it a twofer.
Yeah,
you know?
A twofer cacker.
I mean, what a brilliant, brilliant move that it was from the Detroit Red Wing organizing. God damn it, I don't do that again. Organization, where we go, how do we keep Toronto from winning for the next couple of years? We know we'll give them the coach. And then Toronto, like a bunch of suckers, fell for that one, going, we actually have a decent coach now.
And if they get tired of him, we have another one we can send him.
Hell yes.
I'm sure he's not long for this world with the new GM we have.
Please, oh please, oh please, oh please. Make that. You know what? Who was the coach before Babcock?
Lewis.
Tick, 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 tick.
Was
tick,
it Lewis?
Tick. No, for Toronto.
Oh, for Toronto?
Tick, 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 tick,
Randy
tick,
Carlisle.
Tick, tick. And how many years was he keeping the bench warm?
Just a couple of years.
And then...
Oh, they've gone through lots of coaches. Pat Quinn and...
But Quinn was cool, though. You know, big old guy. Anyways, we're glad to have Kenny back here once again after going deep on assignment.
Yeah, I went to the Iserman pre-Stanley Cup parade.
There you go.
It got rained out. Oh, boy.
There you go. But they're ready to go again. So you probably noticed the absence of the Red Wings this year. Evidently, what happened was
they're on a bye. Second round bye now.
Holland already talked to, Tampa Bay, and the Red Wings were kind of caught for tampering. So it was either give up the cup this year, which you guys are already in line for, or get Yzerman. So taking a look at the long picture, so to speak. Oh, Yzerman got here, and then whoever can, it's now the cup is tainted this year.
But
who cares?
He'll be worth four going forward anyway. I mean, four or five.
Hell yes. There you go.
It's a lock.
It is. This is going to be so easy. I already got my tickets ready. I hope they jump those ticket prices because they'll be deserving of such. Of fine rewards. I hope it's $50 to park. I'll gladly pay it. Because the Illich family made such a wonderful move, and actually they did, frankly. Because really, they put, in one false swoop, they put fannies back in the seats.
Yep.
They brought back hope.
Yes.
If there's anything that teams live on, especially shitty teams,
yes,
it's hope.
Yeah, they're a shitty team.
Yeah, but we really do think that he will not, you know, he's got to get rid of, he won't hold a Cromwell.
No.
You know?
No.
And I think if Cromwell is debating about coming back, hurry up and get the hell out. Because Yzerman is not going to wait for your foolishness at all. And half-assed hockey is not going to work here. You know,
take his passcode out of the computer and don't let him back in.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that with all your defensemen. Now, the good thing is that Yzerman's going to be part of this year's draft.
Yes.
Which is greater than having, you know, allegedly they had a really decent draft last year. You won't see it, you know, but the good thing is also now with Yzerman here, I don't think that talent's going to languish down in, which reminds me, guess who has the passcode for the Marlies? So now you can watch them anytime you wish, my good man.
Oh, the Marlies are in the... They're in the playoffs.
Yes.
Playoffs.
That's right. They, courtesy of our good friend and fifth Beatle, Paul Jurek, you now have the Marlies for the rest of the playoff season.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs against Cleveland.
The Cleveland Monsters.
The Monsters. Oh,
Monsters.
I'm afraid.
What do they have in yeah, but the Griffins are out, from what I understand.
Yes. So... Here we go again. Another year that the little Leafs will win the championship instead of the big Leafs.
We can always watch the Carolina Hurricane with Peter Mrazek in goal.
Is he hurt?
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt now, but...
But how hurt is he hurt?
He's day-to-day.
Yeah. He won't play game three, but...
If he doesn't play, guess who plays in goal for Carolina? The backup goalie for the Maple Leafs. Curtis McElhinney.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to the emergency goaltender, Curtis Joseph. Boo! However, did they have an emergency goalie play last week? It was just a backup, right?
Just a backup goalie.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't an emergency goalie.
Yeah, the story was an emergency goalie, and it's like, that would have been a story and a half. You know, you're that deep into the playoffs, and you have to get the guy who's like a CPA at night. Yeah. And it's pad up.
That was Chicago. The emergency goalie from Chicago.
It's a great story. I mean, if you see it on YouTube, it's a wonderful, you know, it's not a waste of your time. You know, brilliant thing, a lot of fun. Yeah. Talking about also a lot of fun, where's the Islanders going?
Oh, Lou Lamoriello.
Down the drain, it looks like.
You better get your guys going there, Mr. Lou.
Yeah, because, I mean, look who's breaking out now. All of a sudden, you got St. Louis breaking out.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there is a team that will sneak up on anybody, incredibly balanced, you know. But now you take a look at the goaltender again from the Hurricanes. You know, obviously playoff proven, was making some saves like no tomorrow. I mean, insane saves. But this is kind of his MO. He plays out of his brain for a half of a season.
Yeah.
You know, he must get like bored in the beginning or something. I mean, so there you go. That would have been the perfect two-goalie deal. As soon as, you know, February 18th rolls around, out comes Mr. M, you know.
And I'll tell you, the Bruins are looking pretty awesome, too. And they got some goaltending, too. Rask.
Yeah, but he was always supposed to be that way, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Yeah, bring up Rask. Gee, who drafted Rask?
Yeah.
The Maple Leafs. Another sore subject.
I'm trying to squeeze that in all the time. All right.
Another bad trade that the Maple Leafs made.
He deserves another boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Yeah, talk about trying to squeeze them in rapid-fire succession there. It's like, face it, they're sitting at home. I mean, are they making any excuses? I mean, it was going to be the toughest series. I mean, that really was. That's a knockout dragon.
And why is it the toughest series? Because, Batman, you have to change the way the playoffs are. 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, and 4-5. Not just 2-3 shit.
And no reseeding.
But look, I mean, it was an even series except for Bruins' power play.
Oh, yeah.
That was the series, right?
Boston's power play was clicking at 50%, and the Maple Leafs were clicking at a minus 25.
But the Bruins have had a good power play all year, and that's what carried them.
Look at number five. All these big stories, number five, one, six words.
Yeah.
Leafs lose in game seven.
Yeah.
That's all he could come to. His fingers could not move any further.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't put it in very light collar.
I should have put it in like, instead of font number 9, I should have put it in like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, job number, yeah, maybe made it the last one. Talking about the last one, who is the last in hitting in the American League, my boys, at this particular point?
Yeah, the stats are here.
Yeah, but you know who it is? It's Cleveland.
Well, yeah, but who's not far behind him?
Who's right next to him? Detroit.
But is that batting average?
That's team batting.
How about runs scored?
Runs scored. They are 27th.
Okay, out of
30.
But that includes the National League teams, too, right?
Yeah,
DH.
Yeah. In the American League, they're 14th or 15th. In pitching, they're 5. I mean, they're number 6.
Yeah.
How? You have nobody.
And the ones you have are injured.
Yeah. So here we go. And now here
you lost. You lost Moore. You lost Fulmer. Zimmerman's out for a while. Although he was
none of these people. You think any one of these guys are going to go 35 and 5?
You got two pitchers on that team that are having breakout years. And it's Matt Boyd and Shane Green. Now, I'm going to commit heresy here. I've been talking all along about getting rid of everybody in it because of the value you deal them. Sign Matt Boyd to an extension now. Lock him up. Buy out a couple years of his free agency. This guy's for real. Okay? He's throwing a slider that is just dynamite right now. And between his fastball and his curve, that was always the question, is the third pitch. The slider never clicked. He's throwing a different slider now. Is it more movement? It has more velocity, and it's a killer pitch.
Wait a minute. Is this you?
Yeah. That's Matt Boyd, okay? Sign him.
Is this you that said, what's it going to do if you got a crappy team? What's one pitcher going to do?
But the problem is, you won't get the value for him if you trade him. You need to lock him up and go forward because you got other guys coming up now pretty soon, and you need to have a veteran anchor in your staff. And it isn't going to be Zimmerman. It isn't going to be Fulmer. It's going to be Boyd, so you need to lock him up. Manny's having a dynamite season in Erie. They brought up Casey Mize to Erie, and what's he do? He throws a no-hitter his first game. So you got some talent coming up. You still need hitting. You don't have hitting in the system yet. We're working on that. But in terms of the pitching, lock up Boyd because don't count on all these other guys coming up and being gangbusters right away. It's not going to happen. But if you have an anchor like Boyd, that kind of sets the pace for the team. Plus, you could always deal him later on.
How much are you going to give him?
I can't imagine his market value is going to be humongous. I mean, he's not a guy with a lot of...
Well,
he has to throw a flaming fastball, so...
You know, to reiterate what Kenny's saying, at the deadline, how much are you really going to get for him to where is there going to be a prospect that's really, really, really going to knock anybody's socks off to where it's going to be worth trading him?
Then why give him an extension? How long of an extension?
Because he's your only viable pitcher that's being consistent so far through the year.
And you buy out 1 or 2 years of his free agency.
Right, and if you can get it at a decent price.
Which you should be able to.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you have more value keeping him than trading. Right.
How much longer is he under control?
I think he's got 1 more year left.
Yeah, I don't think it's very long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lock him up. Because he's real.
Then
he's
real. Again, how many years do you give him?
3.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
3 and extension, so 4 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you can get him for,
say, $15 million a year.
$15 million a year for a guy who's had 1 good month. Should we wait till July?
I'm almost willing to bet they can probably get him for less than that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, that's a big leap of faith for 3 years.
Yeah, well, how much did Porcello get when he went to Boston?
And look what he did.
Won the Cy Young.
He got $20 million a year.
Yeah, won the Cy Young.
But he also pulled it off. Uh-huh. This guy, so far, what's been his record?
Last year was a step up from before. This year is a big step up, and it's, you can understand it when you, because of the slider.
Okay,
and he's a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah,
there's not very many left-handed pitchers.
Well, I guess then we agree that we should wait till September. Okay, going next, we have. Who ordered the pizza?
A Supreme.
In one season, Supreme to go.
There you go.
But then let's bring up our best hitter on the team, Miguel.
He's not the best.
Well.
No, Dixon is.
But he's only got 30 at-bats or something.
38.
Or whatever.
Still qualified.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
He's still third.
You look at Miguel and
He's up to 283 now without any power.
Yeah.
One home run. Yeah.
But average wise he's back to almost Cabrera wise average.
Well, what does that get you? He can't run once he's on the base.
Cabrera wise average is 330. He's a 280.
Well, but I'm saying he's getting the average up, but
working on it.
Yeah, but
do you trust it?
He's turning into Magley Ordóñez at the end. A singles hitter.
Yeah, but at least he would come through. Do you have any faith in Cabrera whatsoever?
Put it this way. At this rate,
it's May. He's got 1 home run.
10? 15?
From
maybe?
Your DH. You know? I mean, you know what it is? It's Dixon, my man Hicks, and this clown.
Huh.
You know, for who's doing the batting averages.
And Nico.
And
he's
right,
way down there now.
Yeah, he's down
now. And right now, he hasn't even caught... Our wonderful DH from last year.
Huh.
And he had 4 home runs.
Victor.
Yeah, I mean, really, but then they said, you know what? Well, let's see. Everybody blows, so why don't you get rid of your pitching? I mean, your catching. Oh, you're above. Your hitting coach. You know? But it's like, and then the Detroit News has a big write-up, or Free Press has a big write-up. Oh, you guys get me mad. You want to get rid of Legendary Lloyd, you know, and he takes a lot of time, you know, showing these guys what to do, you know. It's like, look, if he's been showing them what they do, they're not responding.
He's
Move
made Grayson Griner what he is today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Legendary Lloyd was not that good of a hitter when he was playing.
That's why I don't, but I mean, they have Phil Clark as his assistant. Are you amazed at Phil Clark? No.
Okay. Phil Clark was
Who?
An average hitter when he was playing.
At best.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't have, I mean, where's Trammell as your roving hitting coach?
Yeah.
You know, or Parrish or whatever. You know, it's like.
He's still roving.
Yeah. Evidently, you keep roving in the Flying Tigers. You know, I don't understand what Trammell's doing. I don't, except for Eisenman. I don't understand the whole Ilitch philosophy on either one of their teams. You know, not at all.
Well, they make up positions for people.
Yeah, super vice president of operations, vice president.
That's, yeah, like Chelios is, you know, like a coordinator of entertainment for you know, hockey operations. But what is he coordinating? You know, the entertainment in between periods or what? You know, that's what I'm saying. They make up these titles and it's like,
video director of. Really
it's like what they bumped Ken Holland into, vice president.
Good, keep bumping.
Of bathroom maintenance.
Keep
you know?
Bumping, baby.
Yeah, he makes sure the goddamn toilets flush it. Pizza Arena or
one
something.
One more
know.
Year.
Yeah.
You know, so we're almost taking over and under. How long before Eisman blows out Blashill? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be another Quinn kind of thing where you come in, you know, you deal with an ineffective coach and then bye the second year?
The problem is now, if he gets rid of Blashill, there's no coaches out there.
Babcat.
Yeah. Well... I don't think Maple Leafs aren't going to get rid of him yet. But I'm just saying.
How long is he signed for?
He's still got two more years or three more years.
Well, I'll be real surprised if Eiserman comes in and starts making a lot of moves real quick. Okay? The reason is because this team has so many bad contracts they're sitting on. I mean, they're kind of locked in for a year or two.
Yeah. They're...
So, I mean, he's just going to kind of come in and take the lay of the land for a year. And then you'll see him start to shake
things
up.
You know what? As opposed to people writing him off this year? You know, this season coming up, there'll be at least a little spark of interest.
Right.
What's Eisman doing? Yep. What's he thinking? And Eisman actually comes out to the press and talks.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to no other GM in any Detroit sport comes out and talks. Avila, maybe, but what are you going to talk about? What a fuck move you did? You know, what kind of a stupid lineup? What was it, Sunday? It looked like they had three legitimate MLB players in the lineup to hit. You know?
Well, that's kind of the way it goes anyway with this team. That's kind of all you got.
How about the guy from Pittsburgh? You know, Harrison. He's hitting, what, 180-something?
If that.
No, I think it's less than that.
155?
For 30. A while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then here's the other guy. You know, your whole infield isn't hitting more than 235. Yeah. I mean, that's Don Wirt action, you know? It's like, wow, how... No, I mean, everybody. Yeah. Nobody's got talent on that team, like nobody. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're not all that defensively fabulous. So, and then our good friend, your fabulous fielder, Mr. Cabrera. Oh, not Cabrera. I always have a hard time between him and the third baseman.
Candelario.
Yeah, but now your outfielder.
Which one? Jacoby?
No.
Stewart?
Castellanos?
No. Castellanos.
Oh, okay.
Is now signed with Mr. Boros.
Yes.
And okay. So now...
Bye!
He's like... Boros always came out and said, well, look, the top five guys at his age group, he progressed more than anybody else, and he's... Later days.
Bye.
One home run boy.
Yeah.
See ya. Maybe two. Nobody's got more than two home runs on the team.
Three.
Who?
Griner and... There's one other one.
Stewart,
yeah.
And Stewart's not around, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. D.L. D.I.L. No. How about D.I.L.? Dill. It's like Dill Pickle.
Yeah. Dill Doe.
No, it's ill. Yeah.
Okay.
It's ill now.
Eek.
It's the ill list.
The ill.
It's the ill dill?
Because they're illin'.
Yeah.
They're illin' and they're chillin', but they don't have Mr. Ill. However, 2019 Detroit Tiger hitting averages.
This team is.
Here's the results.
They haven't seen the worst of this team yet.
No. Oh, no. No. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, according to our intern here, you know. Bam, 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 bam. Yes. Okay. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, Beckham, my good friends.
Yeah, Beckham's the only one with three.
Has three.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Harrison is batting 156.
Yay.
You know,
he went up 20 points.
Matuk, is like still with triple buckshot, but he's not even around.
Yeah.
You know, but he still had 23 at bats, which was phenomenal.
I'm surprised nobody picked him up on waivers.
Yeah.
Peterson is hitting 227.
His contribution to the team is he showed up.
Your catcher and your third baseman are battling with 232s.
Yeah.
And your shortstop's hitting 233. Your first baseman's hitting 234. That's your infield. Enjoy your day. They average 232. That's an average, you know.
Well, they got Don Ward beat by a little bit.
Yeah.
Not by much, yeah, but not Ray Euler. You know, why are they not playing Hicks more? Hicks to first base. Hicks not a catcher. I mean, he is a catcher, but, you know, I mean, this Dixon guy at 18, Dixon who? I mean, 18 at-bats yeah. is
it
barely what?
It doesn't matter, this team. I've said it all along. This team, they're
destined for almost 100 losses.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but take a look at the guys that they traded for. Mercer and
Harrison.
Harrison's 156 and Mercer's 233. Did we sign these guys for multiple years?
One year.
Tyson, that's it.
And look at Tyson Ross.
Bye. Pitcher. See ya. How much those arms cost?
And he's, then between Matt Moore.
And between Tyson Ross and Matt Moore, they're under $10 million.
Yeah, but who's going for the season?
Moore. And he was the guy that looked like he might be doing
something. And he was the one that looked good.
Yeah.
Well, who they got three guys blown out. Zimmerman, Moore.
Fulmer.
And Fulmer. Yeah. Okay. I thought the Ross was going, because I know that they're saying, I mean, the quote was from Avila, you know, it would bring up Funkhausen if he'd only get his act together. Duh!
Yeah.
It's your whole team. You know, I don't see, I mean, to me, he's another fuck bomber. You know, what good is he? He's like this guy they keep shuttling all the time.
Yeah.
And you bring up Buck Farmer, he's actually pitched.
Pitched well
do I actually want to say this? He's actually pitched.
No, you don't.
Relatively.
But
well.
What does that mean?
No, his earned run average is under 3.
5, 6, yeah. But here's Fuck Barmer and what he always does. Oh. He's great for 3 games, sucks. Great, sends him down, comes back up, great for 3 games, sucks.
I mean,
send him down.
I mean, he's only pitched, I think if I remember correctly, 10 or 11 innings. So, I mean.
Yeah, but that's a small sample size.
Right, that's just a relatively small sample of.
But the other guy you got on the team that's doing well is Shane Green. He's finally figured out how to not throw home run balls. We'll see how long that lasts.
I'll wait till the Sparky Anderson 40 game plateau.
Yeah.
And he's got a save in just about every Tiger win, I think.
Well, wait, because we've seen this delusion of illusion before.
You know, but again, here's a guy who you get to the trade deadline, you dangle. Somebody
and get what?
Want him? Somebody want him? He's a bullpen arm.
But you can't get anything for him. Wait, should we go back with the tape with Kenny? You can't trade anybody.
Well, you can. No, Shane Green.
If he keeps it up the way he is, some sucker will take him.
What are you going to get for him?
Don't know. We'll see.
Babcock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, Toronto.
Or maybe a right-handed shooting defenseman.
We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it. And Illich will sign a contract either way.
Yeah. How many million? 100 million? No problem.
Here's the paperwork. You put your numbers in.
I'll just sign
it on the bottom.
I'll sign the check and you fill in the blanks.
And give your guy over there, Mr. Burrows, anything he wants.
That's
there.
Right.
There you go.
That's right.
Give him another 100,000.
No problem.
That guy, you know, really, is he not dead now? Has everybody picked up on his gig?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's like, oh, you sign with him, you're going to get top dollar. Yeah. And where's the guy in Cincinnati right now? Or no, Cincinnati.
Well, isn't Kimbrel and Keuchel?
They're both sitting.
They're both Boris guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that working?
Yeah. And
we're into May right now.
Yeah.
You know?
If they don't get signed pretty soon, by the time they get warmed up and get
be in the trade.
Whatever, they're not going to be pitching until July.
Well, you're done now because, I mean, really, you couldn't just start.
Well, if Kimbrel were to sign tomorrow, it would take, 2 weeks, I think?
For a reliever, it's a little bit easier than a starter.
But
Keuchel,
I mean, it'd be all-star break before he...
That's what I'm saying. For a starter, it would be all-star break. Yeah.
I was going to say...
Kimbrel would be a couple, like you said, a couple weeks.
Yeah. And what kind of shape is he in right now?
I mean, they're all throwing, but they're throwing to...
Their
a
son.
Back, you know, a backboard. I mean, a back stop.
Probably got a college team they're pitching to
or
right now.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, has Major League Baseball, the players, figured him out now? I mean, there's that temptation that signing with Burrows gives big money.
Obviously, Castellanos hasn't figured it out.
True that. Because, really, I don't see... His name is not being bandied around, like, on the ESPNs and the Fox Sports.
Uh-huh.
You know, not even in the sporting news or anything. He's just a basic fielder. You know, now, keep an eye on it. Allegedly, there's a, you know, Cam Gibson... Uh-huh. is supposed to be coming up through the system. It's supposed to be lights out with hits. Can't field that well, but neither could his old man. Okay, yeah. But, you know, look what he's got. So, I mean, there's another, I guess there's a whole outfield coming up that has incredible strength.
Well, Daz Cameron's looking good.
Yeah, but he wasn't good up here.
Huh?
He wasn't looking all that fabulous up here.
Oh, he wasn't up here. He's not up.
No, but he was up here last summer, last fall, wasn't he?
No, no.
Who was up here last... Oh, wait, I'm going to have to go back for this.
Yeah, no, Daz Cameron never...
Who was called up? I think who the hell was called up that he bombed and he went back to Toledo.
We had a number of them.
Yeah, really. You pick. You know, that was supposed to be so outrageously good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't hang my hat on anybody from Detroit right now. And it's as much as everybody was going, oh, happy day that Cabrera has all this weirdness in Florida behind him. He'll just concentrate on baseball. You know, now he's fighting, and he should. It is one of the weirdest things. It is a lawsuit that there's nobody's pulling for either side.
Yeah.
They're hoping for both of them. But they totaled up, the Detroit News totaled up how much it would cost everything to write this woman off, get that house, give the kids all this stuff, give them the Disneyland stuff. It's $6.1 million, not including fees for the attorneys. Add another two, $8 million. Give it to her. Yeah. You know, yeah, you bounced out, but yeah, you banged the chick twice. You know, she's a gold digger and you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, so no lost love. However, how much money are you making this year? 35 mil? All right. So,
and you're hitting one home run?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you still have a couple more years?
Five.
Jesus, yeah. God almighty. Give the woman what she wants, say goodbye, have her sign the little piece of paper that says, I never hear from you again.
Maybe she'll even suck up one more time for you.
Yeah, no, out the door. Bang them one more time so you have another kid.
Make sure you put something on this time.
Wrap that rascal, man, I'm telling you. I mean, if there's that would be okay, no hard feelings. Why don't we go upstairs just once? Okay. Miguel! Oh, because you know, that wife, his wife is circling right now.
Well, if she sucks it, she can always say, well, I got pregnant from it and went the other direction. Yeah,
yeah, spit that down into it, rubbed in and all that. You know, it's like, here, let me take the wad out of my mouth of this syringe, this turkey baser. There I am. Twins. Awesome. New kids. And then brings her sister here. There. Yeah. Bring her mom. There. All right.
Family affair.
Miguel got all these kids. Yeah. I mean, look, it's everything that we discussed on this show a couple of times. Miguel didn't all of a sudden quit drinking, quit doing bad things. Just all of a sudden he's a great guy, you know? It's like, how much more, over and under of him getting hurt mid-June?
Decent.
You know?
Yes.
Decent, at least.
Yeah, okay. So, once again, he rides the pine. He should not be by himself. He's bad news when he's got his own little demons rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
You know? So, you come to Lakeland overweight, out of shape. You really didn't train.
Yeah.
You know? It's clear that you're a DH. You're a DH hitting third, you know?
He might have been training, but not doing the right exercise.
Yeah, he's doing push-ups.
I was going to say Budweiser lifts.
Budweiser lifts in Miami push-ups. Ooh, senor. Evidently, he was in Miami going through the back door. No, that would have saved him.
Yeah, he'd be
okay.
He's
going through
then.
The front door, yeah. Get that sex swing out there, honey. You know, but
oops, wrong hole.
Yeah, you said it was in the back. You know, because you know she's like getting those box of rubbers with that pin. Here you go. Here, I bought these rubbers for you. Look at it. It looks like buckshot. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess it's supposed to be for your protection.
Yeah, God, it's a bigger hole in this thing than my sock.
Don't worry, just pull out. And she's like grabbing the guy. You know. Some kind of she's on top and she ain't leaving because she's got like straps holding her down, you know, that she doesn't leave. God damn. I mean, everybody goes through that. They go back to that. You did it twice.
Yeah.
Twice. How many times, you know, the first, because they're like years apart. It's like 3 and 5 or something like that, those poor kids, you know. But, I mean, the judge gave them all kinds of stupid shit. you know, even we read this, and as some folks that we know are divorced gentlemen, we looked at that settlement and went, wow, that's way deep. But then again, you know, it's like, that's what you get, you dumb fuck. Yeah. You know, I mean, with all the money you had, you couldn't find somebody to bump her off. I mean, to just pay off her, because she was in the driver's seat from day one.
Yeah.
You know, it's because that wife of his is going, and this divorce settlement, once you get done playing, senor, you know, let's move to California the last year of your contract, shall we?
Next.
So it's 50-50 no matter what goes on. You know, so if his candy empire is crumbling, his marriage is crumbling, this crazy shit's going on.
You have to understand, with his paycheck, when it comes in, there's a direct deposit.
To her.
Yeah, to her account.
Yep, sure is, because that's what they said that was in the newspaper. The whole thing about who controls his finances is now his wife.
Yeah.
You know? And so, one for you, two for me, one for you, two for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's books, and then there's books, you know, as your profession would see. You know,
so once he's done playing, it's like she's gonna, you know,
this is my bye.
Yeah, and then he's gonna wind up working at a car wash to make ends meet. You know?
Yeah, because her kids would be in his teens and already in college.
Yeah,
so no reason for her to hang around. Because just think about when his career's gone. Now, does he go into a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll end up with 3,000 hits before he's done, most likely. He's got 5 years to go, and he's got he's 300 hits away. So
he's 300 hits away.
Yep.
Ooh, he'll barely make it. You know, if he only plays 2.5 months a year, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's over 5 years. I mean, so.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, at least get some hits. God, that's all he's away is 300 hits.
Yeah, he had 2,700 hits the other night. He's close.
Wow.
He's had a hell of a career.
Oops. Ooh, that was a wife.
Not anymore.
Put that gun away.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, luckily that only grazed him.
That thing went off. There goes another kid.
What a shotgun you got there. Wow, that Louisville slugger was pretty hard there, bud.
More money.
More money. Sure, I'll bang you. Sure, I'll bang you. There we go. I'm set for life, you know?
Next. Yeah.
Let me think about it. I got to put up with your worm, except for you buy me a $2 million home. There we go.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
What an idiot. I mean, how did you have time to do this? You know? We need a timeline. How did you keep going from Michigan to Miami, Michigan to Miami, that fast, you know? And it's like, we salute you, dude. We don't know how the hell you did that, you know? Knowing damn well that she was going to spiel. And so you think that every other MLB guy that's, you know, has a chick in every port is going, ooh. Because if this woman actually gets everything, and these guys aren't making Cabrera money, you know, honestly, give her the money, be done. If you're countersuing her, for what? You know? There's no sympathy for you anywhere. You know? Can you write that off anywhere?
Nope.
Even the other house?
Nope.
Well, see, here's the story. Write off the house. Give her the house. There you go. You make all the improvements. I'm telling you, 6-1.
See, you can write off, under the old rules, you could write off alimony, and if it's an old deal, it's grandfathered. But we're not talking alimony here. It's child support.
Yep.
So, no, can't write it off.
$20,000 a month. And it's not specific for the kids.
Right.
So this chick is like, way to go. I mean, all you have to do is be a cum depository, and $20,000 a year.
And I like the way when they filed this suit, they said because she's going to use the money for herself. It's like,
This is
unusual?
Yeah, really.
In what way? Tell me.
Let's go to the front of the court, shall we? And we can just pull up a seat. You'll hear all kinds of stories.
Yeah.
You know, how the kids didn't have anything, but the chick had a Lexus.
Yeah.
You know, how did this work? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there that actually puts child support money into. Is that taxable if you're the woman and you get child support?
Oh, no.
So that's free and clear money, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. To do whatever you want. I mean, that can't be counted as income, though, when she goes for something, right?
No, that's not income to her. He pays the income tax on it.
Okay. But I mean, if she goes for a loan? If she's making $20,000 a year?
No.
A month, I should say?
No, because it's not income to her. It's actually for the kids.
Okay.
But wink, you know what?
Wink.
If you're getting $20,000, a check for $20,000 a month, how much do you need to borrow? Oh, well, I want to buy a car. I need a loan. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go back to my lawyer. Tell him I need a car, you know?
Yeah.
We're suing you for a car. I'm telling you, pay the woman. You got the means to pay her off. You know, make that a lesson. I mean, Cabrera is a lesson 360. Don't ever sign a guy with this kind of contract. Don't ever sign a guy with declining abilities or that kind of money. Always, you know, go through the back door.
And
don't
Miguel,
tap on the front.
Next time you're going to go in, tie a tourniquet around it.
But then when he lets it go, boom, man. There he goes. There's Miguel actually wadding out. Actual sound. Ooh. There he goes, front door. Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
There you go. That was like all over him.
Wow.
He unzips. Wow, that's pretty big. Well, Louisville Slugger, this guy's got. Wow. Obviously, he's got a Fregosi bat.
Ooh.
For those,
Jim Fregosi.
Jim Fregosi, one of the greatest bats that Louisville Slugger HR ever made. The barrel was about as huge as, say, a normal person's dick. Oh, wait a minute, that'd be mine. But the handle was about the size of a pipe cleaner.
Yeah.
So if you had wrists enough to get around, and believe me, we worked on our wrists all our lives, you know?
Yep.
Then it's like that, if you even tagged it, it was over the second baseman's head. I don't know how he batted with that bat.
But don't get jammed.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Because, man, I think, yeah. Because if you get jammed. There he goes. Jammed in the front door. That's why you got two kids. Oop, there he came again. Oh. Here you come again. There you go. Have another kid there. Wow, dynamite from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, wow. So there we go. Moving right along here, we don't care about Michigan football, do we?
No.
How did that make it in here? Did that squeeze in here?
We got Michigan.
Yes, it did. Look at khaki. It's spelled C, capital C. It's a formal title now.
Yeah.
That's khaki
right.
Pants. I like that. There you go.
We haven't talked about the Pistons yet. You know, the Red Wings. They hired Eisenman, right?
Yeah.
Who's the equivalent that the Pistons could hire?
Walt somebody? I mean, the guy they have right now, you mean?
I mean, if they wanted to bring in a savior from their past. Well, let's see. You went through Isaiah. I mean,
he's a train wreck. Jesus, God
I mean,
almighty.
You went through, you tried Dumars. That was a disaster. I mean, who could they bring in from their past? That would
Bob Lambier or Bob Lanier?
He's about 90.
It's going to be a step up for what they got.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, at least he played the game. Dave Bing.
Yeah.
Since he's not the mayor of Detroit anymore, he's got something to do.
Got the mayor. That's right.
Kelly Trepuka. Remember him?
Yeah. Let's
kind of hard to come up with a name, isn't it?
Rosenstein. He was a...
Oh, Lord.
What a disaster he was. God, I mean...
Well, you might as well come up with a name, because we have no idea who the general manager is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever little committee they got rocking and rolling over there. But geez, oh, Pete, look, we're the only Detroit team that's been in the playoffs in over 1,000 days. And everybody knew that this thing was just going to be one big... Wait a minute, I got it.
What a disaster that playoff series was.
And they were trying to put lipstick on the pig by going, well, it's good, you know, that we get in there and we see what it takes to be in the playoff. If you made it to the NBA, you've already seen playoff games.
Now you've got momentum going into next year, right? Kind of like the Lions, you know, they won that last game. Now they got momentum going into last year. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the draft, and number 7 goes Allen right ahead. And it's like... He could have been here. You lose the game to Green Bay, you got him.
You got the premier.
But no, what do we have? We have momentum going into next year because we won our last game.
There you go. You know, great. And so now Bluto has a better win-loss record, or loss-loss record. If you think that you're going to go better than 6-10 this year, where's my ha-ha? I know it's here somewhere.
But, hey, we got talking. We got TJ, what's his name?
Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kackenson. Kackenson. There we go.
There you go.
We got TJ Kackenson, the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL.
There you go. Well, no, he's Gronk's brother. He's a clone.
Oh, he's better than Gronk.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
It's like I've never heard of him all season long.
Yeah.
Last year. Have you? Did you?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
And then second round, we got Jelani Talani.
Only because I had a fantasy college football team.
What a fantasy that must have been.
And we got Jahni Talani. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, they picked this guy in the fifth round, the quarterback. And they said, oh, he was good enough. He could have been a second-round pick. Yeah, because our second-round pick could have been a fifth-round pick.
All right, you want to do your thing about sliding?
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, sliding. It's like sliding downhill, huh? Yeah, well.
You can't slide if you haven't been picked.
Right.
There, I'll give you the smaller version of the show with that one.
But, you know, it comes, I mean, by and large, people are watching the Lions draft and they just shake their heads and go, same old Lions.
Yeah, but they know. They got a plan.
Yeah.
This is the Patriot plan. Now this way they can, like, you know, substitute people every game and they can customize the line for that game. It's like, all right, who fears any player from Hawaii? Anybody? Burler? Bert?
Ow.
Nobody, you know, and everybody goes, who's this guy? And as your second pick,
yeah,
you know, so much so the age-old story is that ESPN couldn't even put up a highlight video from this guy because they didn't have that.
It's like shades of a Kaika Alama Francis, right? Remember him? Matt Millen's second round pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, who? What?
Well, and the thing about it is the only draft pick that got a grade higher than a C+ was Hockenson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody else got a C+ and below.
Yeah. Right. Even the kid from Clemson. I mean, out of the four main dudes, he was the weakest of the four.
Yeah.
You know, and just because you went to Clemson doesn't mean Jack Chazelle.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nobody that they got. And you're right. Quarterback that's not going to push Stanford at all. Stanford. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you got nobody. I don't understand. You need a right tackle today, now. Not somebody who's solid. You know, you need somebody with talent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, come walking right on in. And if your running back isn't going to be that good, what does it matter if, I mean, you spent all that money on Jesse James, you know, and now you got two TEs. You're going to have a two TE lineout? What?
No, they got three. They picked another tight end at the end of the draft, too.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Why?
Because you need, they brought in an offensive coordinator who does run double tight end sets.
Great.
So what does that tell you?
Nothing.
That tells you that the problem isn't the draft. The problem is the scheme.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Okay. It's like I always say, it doesn't matter because you could draft the right guy and not know what to do with him as well as drafting the wrong guy. Well, what they have is they drafted a lot of these picks, they drafted the wrong guy, plus the scheme is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ancient offense in the NFL to run a double tight end set.
But that's
the guy they brought in.
The only time you would run a double tight end is if it's like third down and a yard or something like that, you might want the extra tight end for the blocking.
And you got this guy who's 7 foot tall. Okay, great. But what does he do? I mean, Gronk is just a freak specimen. Yeah. Gronk, you know, snuck up on everybody. Now that you know that you have a Gronk-style guy and 2TE, you know, you still need a right tackle badly.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, guess where I'm walking through? And I'm going to be smacked. All right, then we also go back to the thing that Mark and I talk about a whole big bunch. It only takes Stafford one hit, and you got nobody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to look like Green Bay 3 years ago, two years ago.
They're going to turn him into a pile of goo.
Yeah, big time. You know, so this big guy, he can block, but so what? He needs somebody to stop them on the line because you're going to load up. You know, you drafted nobody for defense. You know, yeah, you got Snacks, and yeah, you got this Where's your safety?
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, the other thing, too, is it tells me that, you know, they can say, well, we liked Stafford. Stafford's a great quarterback, da-da-da-da-da. And they're drafting over and over and over again for the run.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're wonderful quarterback. You're gearing up for the run.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why the Ford family loves wideouts and tight ends. I mean, for big time. Because somehow, some way, that's supposed to be some splash when, you know, you can get a Megatron that can rip down the sidelines and stuff. But it doesn't matter if you got everybody in the backfield. You know, I don't foresee Stafford as being a big mobile kind of guy.
No.
You got what you got now, guys. And he's aging, you know, and he's taking enough hits. And he's got a lot of shit on his mind from the stuff going on at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they're planning on signing a free agent.
Trade.
Or a trade for a wide receiver. I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's any free agents out there, wide receivers that you can pick up.
Yeah, there's so many.
I think undrafted. Oakland picked them all up.
Well, yeah, Oakland.
Antonio
yeah, okay.
Brown and
Oakland's got a shittier draft than we did.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know shittier, but you know, it's like Quinn wants to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
That's why you got the dude from Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knew about, and nobody. He made no splash. He made nothing in the NC2A.
He took guys in rounds that he probably could have got in later rounds.
Yeah, but you know who? But the big story is.
But the big thing was the head fake by Belichick.
Big time. I was just going to say that they bought on the thing that, oh, we're going to get him. We like him. And then all of a sudden Quinn gets happy feet.
Yep.
Because Belichick is still playing him. You can have the Patriot way all you want, but if you don't have Brady and Belichick, it don't matter.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It wasn't. Notice Quinn. Quinn left, Bluto left,
uh-huh.
Who still won, who still lost.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Belichick, Brady. Winners.
Yeah.
You know? So the Patriot way means jack shit. It really does.
Yeah.
And you're right, and I think what you just brought up a little while ago is that they draft for the scheme right now.
Yeah.
But when Bluto and Quinn is gone in a year, you got a whole draft that you can't use now.
Right. Just you know? As when you brought Bluto in, you had a bunch of players there that he couldn't use the way he
right.
wanted to. And that's always the way with the Lions, because you're always with the roster from the previous regime. You bring the new regime in.
Yep.
You spend 3 years to retool the
at
roster,
least.
At which point you blow the guy out, bring the next one in, and then
you
got to do
shit
the whole shit all over again.
You know what
right.
really killed the Lions in part 23? When you brought in June Davis, Miles
yep.
Davis,
uh-huh. yes.
you know, because the run and stretch, and then you had Chuck Long, and you had all those guys that could run that run and shoot.
Run and shoot, yeah.
You know, and then that was such a weird-ass offense. Once these idiots were found out to be idiots,
uh-huh.
now you got a whole team built around run and shoot.
It wasn't Chuck Long that was brought in. It was Andre Ware.
Oh, that's right. Ware
yeah.
and the other one,
I mean, Long
too.
Was a typical drop-back quarterback.
Yeah, from Iowa.
Andre Ware was the guy who was supposed to do the run and shoot, and I couldn't
Andre
believe it one time.
Ware.
You know, he goes out there, and he's playing, and he throws a ball off a guy's heel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah, and was he first round?
Yeah, eighth pick, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm trying to think, because he went, and then who was went right after him? It was just about who was the two? There was two quarterbacks at the time that were running the run and shoot for Detroit. You know, Andre Ware and the other guy, and I totally forget now his name, because when they finally got to their senses and the dude that they shipped over to Philadelphia after he was in Detroit and he did okay, you know, people were like thrilled that he was here in Detroit because he was kind of a conventional, you know, quarterback. Which always now escapes my memory. He went to the Eagles after he was here, and he did fine with the Eagles for
Rodney
about 2 years. No, not Rodney Pete. The one after. I think he was out of Eastern Michigan.
Oh, Charlie Batch.
Yeah, Charlie Batch, yeah.
He went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But I thought he went to Philadelphia.
No, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Really?
He went to Pittsburgh, and then he backed up Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay him. Well, moving right along, who do we got here? Do we care about Michigan State uniforms? Don't care.
No.
How many people out there, really, of whatever team it is, buys every single version of
I know.
You know, I mean, how big would your closet have to be? I mean, baseball's nasty for this. You know, they have the one-off uniform for whatever, you know. They have the ones that look like camouflage, and then they got the one that are pink, and then they got the one. I mean, do people actually buy these? And how many, what's the percentage of this? One, two? So when you get this lime green, you know, electric looking, what's that for? TV? Yeah. I mean, you look like a video game. Well, is that what it's supposed to be like?
Yeah, the Michigan State jerseys is almost going to look like the Oregon Duck jersey.
Why?
I don't know. They want to be a duck.
Quack, quack.
I'll give you a jackhammer.
They're all quacking.
Cabrera.
They're quacking up.
Yeah, it's Cabrera, all right. And his girlfriend. There you go. Oh, doing a doggy style.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, snap.
There you go. Oh, now here he goes. Ready, ready? There you go. There's a baby. There's another $20,000 a month. Oh, there's another $20,000 a month. Here I am. Oh, Mrs. Ford, we knew you'd be by.
At least it won't be $20,000 a month.
I'll take anything you got. Here, load me up. All right.
That's why she's picking over the draft choices at this point.
that's why the Lions like tight ends, because Mrs. Ford likes tight ends.
There you go. Oh, you betcha. Tight end, I like somebody who can throw the long ball. Ooh, thank you. You almost had it.
Next. I want the linebackers next.
Now, there's another pussy. All right. Moving right along here. Who do we have at number four? We've already talked about that. So we got Dwayne Casey. And does anybody care? Or is he NBA Coach of the Year?
Hell no.
He took this dead Teb team and got him in the playoffs.
And got him right back out again.
That was the worst thing that they did, was make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah, there's another one for you.
But see, now the Pistons have 11 of the 15 players on the team are under contract, you know, for next year.
So what?
But now they have the 15th and the 45th pick in this year's draft. Boy, they're going to get a good player out of those.
Load it up, huh?
Are they going to get that other guy that has sleep apnea or something? The dude, they would just fall asleep? That first round draft pick in, like, what, 2006 or something? It was awful.
God. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's like they should have tanked it, and they could have moved up in that draft, but...
You know, we should see how many first round draft picks for the last 15 years are still in the league from Detroit. You know,
we'll have to get the
have to get the intern on that one. But man, I'm telling you, that's pretty slim pickings. Yeah. You know,
see, this is what I'm saying. You know,
nothing.
The teams need to learn when to make the playoffs and when not to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but Cost is saying we don't tank. Tank.
Ask, you know, Mark Cuban that.
Yeah.
Tank
he
like
came
a
right
bitch
out and told everybody, hey, I'm tanking because I want that draft pick, and I don't care how much it costs me.
Gross!
And how much did it cost you, Mark? Only $650,000.
Well, you know what you do is you say, we're out there, we want to win, and I can't help that all our players are injured, and we had to bring the guys in from the local college.
From the D-League?
Ask the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, how'd that go for you guys?
Anthony Davis... he was hurt every game.
And where is he going to go now?
You know? Every game he was probable, according to the injury report, but he never played.
Mm.
Yeah.
That mystery injury always just came up right before the game.
It's that upper body injury.
That's
again, right?
Right.
Here we go.
Well, that's how we work the injury report now.
Or as Miguel Cabrera would say, a lower body injury.
Hey, here we go. There's actual sound of Cabrera's rubbers. Oops. Uh-oh. That one broke. That one broke too. Oops. Oh well. There goes a shot from his wad.
Back to the jackhammer.
There you go. Yeah, really.
Really?
Really? Really?
There's another shot of the wad. Whee! There you go. I have no idea what that means. But I do know what this means. Kenny Pocket, what do we have for 1 whole minute?
What do we have for 1 whole minute? Well,
oh, man!
You know, as much as we like to rip on the Tigers, Casey Mize throws a no-hitter. You got Matt Manning down there in the minors. He's doing well. And, you know, better days ahead possibly, but we don't know, okay? Because you never know with the pitching prospect. Franklin Perez looked pretty good until
prospect.
He started having injury trouble.
Uh-huh.
So all I can say with the Tigers is hang in there. But in the meantime, we're not as bad as the Boston Red Sox yet.
See you at 2021.
Red Sox are really having some trouble, so.
Yeah, but they'll come back.
That's okay. They got a good general manager.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where'd they get him from?
Oh, no doubt. Detroit, I think.
Ah.
Talking about Detroit, Mark Melchak, our sport director here at CK. What did we not talk about in one whole minute? Wait.
Loser.
There we go.
We could talk about a loser, the Maple Leafs.
Actually, I hit the wrong blue button, but that's okay.
Oh, boo, Maple Leafs. Yeah,
you might get it out of your system. You might as well.
What? There's nothing I can say about the Maple Leafs. They played two good periods, and they fell apart in the third. There's nothing I can do. Nothing I can say. They didn't deserve the win.
You know, you got that fancy new truck. You could have drove down there. You know, you could a Walt Bellamy and, like, ran onto the ice. I'll save you.
Please, please, play better.
He's here. Mark's here.
If you guys can't run the goalie, I'll run the goalie over on my truck. I'll take him out for you.
Chase
and then you guys
down
can
on the
score.
Ice. There you go. That's
what I should have did. I should have taken the goalie out with my truck, and then Ooh. You guys could have scored.
There you go.
With a nice blue Maple Leaf truck I got.
You realize that you would not be convicted in Toronto? It's like, let's see, you ran over a man with your truck? 30 days. Suspended.
Yeah, you took out the Boston goalie? Oh, sure, we'll put up a statue.
$50,000 for that man.
I'll put you up right next to Dave Keon outside the Scotiabank Arena.
Forget about that. We'll knock over Dave. What did he do? Nothing. He didn't run over anybody. You know.
Didn't win when he was here.
He didn't ruin it.
He only won 4 Stanley Cups.
Do you realize what you could be doing with that truck thing? You know, my F-150 is so tough, it can run over goaltenders. Wow. He tried to do that with your Dodge Ram. You know?
It can run over Tuukka Rask with no problem.
Look at that. I didn't even put it in fourth.
Yeah. You
know, that's how dependable these four trucks are. Man, you would be like a god in Toronto, dude.
Oh, my God.
If you could have just like nailed him, like, oops, oh well. And my Slurpee fell, and I was looking on the ground, and it just happened to run right directly into him on the ice.
Yeah. I have no idea how I got here, but you know.
Yeah. It was weird. I was driving my GPS and go through this gate.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
you have arrived. Boom!
He scores.
I score.
He lifted one.
Toronto goal scored by
F-150. Yeah, really. But it drives good on ice, drives good in the playoffs.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about which, we got to blow out of here. So you can find us at Podbean, PODBEAN. You can rewind us and take us in your bathtub, anywhere you want to be. Oh, Mrs. Ford.
Can even take us with Miguel Cabrera.
Yep. There you go. That's, yeah, it's like jackhammer.
while you're jackhammering somebody.
Have more kids. There you go.
Ow.
That's his dick after a while.
Ow. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
There you go. You say it. There you go. Get that pussy. There you are. Anyways. It's him going back door.
Ooh.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
There you go, Cabrera. I think we found a new character now. The big cack is back. All right. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket and Mark Milicek, our sport director here, John Sarver, we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.